Here they come. Sheriff Plum has let down the ropes, and the crowd is surging down the street, pushing and struggling for places of vantage from which to watch the motion picture stars as they arrive. The front of the theater is decorated and ablaze with lights, and the foyer is banked with flowers. One side is a gigantic poster reading, World Premiere Performance of Hector Q. Smith's Corn Center Glory Review, featuring Hector Q. Smith, directed by Hector Q. Smith, story by Hector Q. Smith, dialogue by Hector Q. Smith, sound and photography by Hugo Beck. What? Oh, yes, by Hugo Beck and Hector Q. Smith. On the other side of the box office is a life-size photograph of guess who? Right, Hector Q. Smith. Yes, indeed, it's a speckling dazzicle. I mean, tickling spectacle. Well, anyway, it's a great sight. Here comes Mayor Schulzenheimer and his daughter, Hortense. Hortense, you may remember, replaced Senorita Buena Vista as the feminine star of the picture. I'm going to ask her to say a few words. Oh, Miss Schulzenheimer! Miss Schulzenheimer! Miss Schulzenheimer declines to speak, but her father will say something. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Schulzenheimer!
Fellow citizens of Corn Center, although Hector Schmidt was recently a political opponent of mine, I wish him the best of luck with his movable picture, which I also understand is 100% speakeasy. And I am pleased and proud that instead of finding vacant seats here tonight, I find such a crowd of vacant faces.
Thank you, Mayor Schultz. Here comes one of the stars. One of the stars, Mr. Montgomery Blank. Will you say something, Mr. Blank?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, while Miss Phoebe engaged me to play the second lead in this picture, I don't imagine you'll see very much of me on the screen. After Mr. Smith took charge, he put me to handling properties. However, I am delighted to be introduced to you. You know, we of the silver screen so seldom have an opportunity to meet our public. You have a charming little village here.
Thank you, Mr. Blank. And now, ladies and gentlemen, permit me to introduce another screen celebrity, Cynthia Simper.
Well, I'm just frightfully charmed to know all of you lovely people. You know, we of the silver screen so seldom have an opportunity to meet our public. You have a charming little village here.
Thank you, Miss Simper. Here comes another one of the performers, Mr. Joe Bush.
Hello, everybody. Well, say, I just want to say I'm glad to meet you. You know, we of the silver screen never get much of a chance to meet our public. You got a charming little village here. Hey, don't forget, I got a swell line of coffees and tea.
All right, Joe, this is no tea party. Ah, here comes the star that's a favorite with all of you. The fellow that plays those strong, silent parts with hair on his chest. Here he is. Rin Tin Chan. Uh-oh. Here's Hector Smith himself. His car pulled up at the curb, and he's making his way through the crowd, preceded by his chauffeur.
Stay inside, my folks. Stay inside. Gangway for Mrs. Smith, please. Gangway.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee. Gee Williker. Hello, Mr. Holloway. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure glad to see so many people here this evening, and I sure hope you like the picture. I haven't anything to say, but I'd like to read a few telegrams that I received from friends of mine in the moving picture industry. Onyx, let me have those telegrams, will you?
Yes, sir. Here he is, sir.
All right, so open this one. Oh, gosh, listen to this one. Listen, it says, best wishes for success. Marie Chevalier. Wait a minute. Open another one. Listen to this one. Here. This one's from, it's all the way from Sweden. It's written in Swedish. It says, Udge Ukle, signed Edige Arboge. And wait just a minute. Here's another one. Where did I get it open? Here's another one. Wait a minute. See what it says. It says, hope I'll see you soon. Yes. That's just what it says. You see how I stand with all the big moving picture stars. Hope I'll see you soon. Signed, oh, gosh. Warden of the State Penitentiary. Shucks. Wait, I'll try this one. Gosh. Listen to this one. Says, lots of luck. You know how to put it over. Charlie Chaplin. And say, here's a pepper. Wait a minute. Here's a dandy one. Says, sorry I can't be with you, but best of luck. Eddie Cantor. Oh, gosh. Say, Onyx.
Yes.
Where's that telegram from Al Jolson? You know, the one from Al Jolson.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but you all didn't give me enough money to send the one to Mr. Jolson.
Well, I guess that's all, folks. And as soon as everybody gets inside the theater and gets seated, we'll start the picture. Just as soon.
Oh, what a grand rush for the doors! They've just been thrown open in the foyer of the theater. A mass of people struggling to get inside. I'm going to sign off here for a moment, and then we'll resume the broadcast from the inside of the theater. Just a few moments, please.
What's the matter with you?
Don't rush me. I'm coming, ain't I?
Nothing to make a fella sick. Uncle Jake said he'd be over to mind the store along about 6 o'clock, and then what does he do? Never shows up till darn near 8.
Well, he had to drive all the way in with a horse and buggy.
Oh, it makes me tired, him and his horse and buggy. I thought he was going to get a car.
Yeah, he was. But the fella told me it would go 12 miles on a gallon of gas.
Well, what's the matter with that? That's doing good mileage, 12 miles.
Yeah, I know. But he only lives 10 miles out.
Well, if we miss the beginning of this picture just to count your Uncle Jacob, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind, I tell you. I've been waiting for weeks to see this show.
Ah, shucks. We ain't going to miss it. We got plenty of time. Why, there ain't nobody around yet.
Well, Hector's here. Anyway, there's Miss Beebe's car right there. Hector's been driving around in it here of late. Have you got the tickets?
Yeah, I got them somewhere.
You do like I told you and get them about halfway back in row O?
Get him where?
Oh,
what?
Oh, nothing. Oh.
What's the matter? You sick or something?
No, I ain't sick. I'm asking you where you got the ticket.
Oh.
Well, that's what I just said.
You're crazy. That's what I just said.
Oh, consonant, listen. Where's the tickets?
In my pocket.
I know it. I mean, what row are the seats in? Did you get them in row O?
No. No, I got the last two seats in L.
The what? Hey, let me see them tickets.
What?
Well, this one's in O, all right. Let's see here. Ah, dang it, this one's in L. Why in particular didn't you get them together?
They are together.
Oh, they ain't. I just told you, didn't I, that this one's in L and this one's in O.
In what?
L-O, L-O.
Who are you hollering at?
I ain't hollering at nobody. I'm telling you that... Look, they're coming there.
Well, I'll be dead there at Miss Beebe's.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Hector's in for it now. She don't know that he finished up the picture while she was away. Oh, you reckon we better warn him?
Well, how are we going to warn him? Well, looking for him in that picture show would be like looking for a needle in a haystack. We got to get her away from here.
Yes,
we got to do
something. Oh, hello, Winterbottom. How are you?
We're
right first.
Yes.
I'm looking for that fellow who palmed himself off as H. Quintero Smythe. I should have known he was the master when I hired him.
Well, who do you mean, Miss Beebe?
You know who I mean. Hector Smith. Where is he?
Hector's...
He's dead.
What? Dead?
Yes, it was all sort of sudden.
Yeah, sudden, that's what it was.
Yes, me and Ev was just coming back from the funeral.
When did he die?
About 5 minutes ago, yes.
5 minutes ago? And you're just returning from the funeral?
Yes. I told you it was sudden.
Yes, they had to bury him quick.
What did he die of?
Well, you see, he had a pretty bad accident, you see.
You see, he was shaving. He was shaving, and the razor slipped and cut off his nose.
That's what it did.
Well, in the excitement, he dropped the razor and cut off his big toe.
He did,
and that ain't all, is it, then?
No,
the doctor made a bad mistake. He sewed Hector's toe where his nose should have been, and sewed his nose where his toe should have been.
And so that killed him, did it?
Well, And not for exactly, Miss Phoebe, but you see.
Yes, you see, his nose was on his foot, and when he put on his shoe, he smothered to death.
Yes, that's it.
Now, you look here. I believe you're trying to protect Hector Smythe. And if you know what's good for you, why, what's going on in this theater here? Where's the mere performance?
Wait there, Miss Phoebe. If you want to get a hold of Hector, jump in this car.
Car?
Here. Yes.
Why, that's my car.
So it is.
Well, someone must have stolen it. I left it at the hotel garage. Let me see here. What's this roll of paper in the front seat? Oh, so that's it.
What is it?
Look at it, a poster. World premiere performance of Hector Smith's Big Corn Center, Glory Review.
Well, now, how do you reckon that got there?
I know how it got there. It was left there. You fellas get the car with me.
Well, we can't, Miss Phoebe.
No.
We got
to... Don't argue with me. Get in the car.
Yes, sir.
And you too, Peters.
Well, what do you want me for?
I want you both for witnesses. I'm going over to the sheriff's office and swear out a warrant for Hector Smith.